Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Choria Chori by Josian Arce, read now by Iñaki Irujoen.
Egoa kebak ibanizkio, niria izango zen, ez zuen alde egingo. Baina horrela ez zain gehiago txoria izango, eta ni txoria nuen maite. If I clip its wings, it would be mine. It wouldn't fly away. But what I love was the bird.
And that was Choria Chori by Josian Arce, read there lovely by Iñaki Irujoen. And Iñaki, thank you very much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you for inviting me.
And that was that poem is extremely important in the Basque canon. Or we should also say in English, Choria Chori translates roughly to what is a bird, is a bird. Tell us a little bit about that poem, Iñaki, because it then became a song later on. It was popularized by Mikel Laboa.
Yeah, that poem was created by Josian Arce. That was part of the 1950s, late 50s, early 60s of a Basque cultural revival after the Franco years. Franco was still alive at the time. He didn't die in the 70s, but it was already a revival taking place, and it was a kind of a like a trying to fight back to recover the Basque language that it was in a very bad shape at the time. Then it was a way of both of them, Arce and Mikel Laboa, that you mentioned, that made the song. Mm-hmm. Both of them belong to that group that was trying to revive the Basque culture.
And the Basque culture, this was a period of revival, much like our own, I'm sure, our own cultural revival in the early 20th century. How is the Basque culture? How is Basque language? How is that doing now?
Okay, much better than then. At the time, it had happened that entire towns that before the war in Spain where totally Basque speakers have become totally Spanish speakers. People has lost their language. They were convinced that the speaking Basque was a farmer's language, a language not good for modern times. Then in the 50s and 60s, they came the idea that it was a language that it could be used for other things. And in fact, if you could speak Basque and Spanish and English, you were not less than somebody who could speak Spanish. No, you were more. You had extra abilities. And now my education was done all through Spanish. All my nephews' education have been done all through Basque. All my four nephews have done the whole primary and secondary through Basque, and most of their third level education through Basque as well. Then it has changed.
What a wonderful, wonderful achievement! Because it's everything that you talk about. I'm thinking of the Irish context. You know, you say that Basque was seen as this language of the farmers and the language of the peasants. It's the exact same in Ireland, and English was the language of progress and the language of money. And for that reason, and of course there was other factors as well, I'm sure there was plenty more factors in Spain too, but Irish seems to be in a worse shape than the Basque. Is there any kind of do you think special or peculiar characteristics of the Basque people that is really kept the language alive and kept the culture alive?
It could be we define ourselves by our language. In our language, we call ourselves the people who speak Basque. We call our country the country of the people who speak Basque. Then we define ourselves in relation to our language. We don't define ourselves in relation to a land or to land and history is very important, but we define the way that we refer to ourselves. The Basque is a foreign word for us. We don't refer us as Basque. Basque is a language. I don't know who, which culture created mm-hmm. that word. It exists in Spanish as well, Basco, that is very similar. But we don't call ourselves Basque. We call ourselves Euskaldunak, what means the ones who have the Basque language. And the one who has the Euskera. Euskaldunak means the one who have the Euskera. Euskera is what you call the Basque language.
Let's go back to the poem, Iñaki. This is an extremely important poem, an important song in Basque culture, in the Basque canon. Tell me about some of the lyrics, about some of the images. What's actually going on in this song, in this poem?
The idea is, okay, some people say it like it's a love song, or it's a song that was created, that we said about, like at the time of when Franco was alive, about it's a political song as well. Basically what it says is that, okay, you can curtail or you can change somebody that you love, but if you do it, it stops being the person that you fell in love or the item or that you fell in love with. Then it becomes something else. It's not a bird anymore if it stops being able to fly.
When we were preparing this program, we were speaking about a significant date in the Basque calendar, and the date I came up with was the 25th of October, which was the Guernica Statute, when the Basque communities were granted autonomous control over their section of land in Spain. But you came up with another date.
Yeah, because probably most people in the Basque country will not know that date that you came up with.
So we don't have the 25th of October. Date that you chose instead was
Easter Sunday.
And the significance behind that was?
That was created as the Basque National Day at the beginning of the century. And it was as one is because it was the revival, the nationalist revival at the time, that the same that in Ireland and the many other countries in Europe. And they chose that day because one is because Basque at the time were very Catholic religious, and as well as an homage to the Easter rising in Ireland. There was a huge contact at the time with Ireland as well. There was a man who actually finished living in Ireland after the Spanish Civil War, Eli Gallastegui. He finished living in the Gaeltacht in Meath. His sons and daughters grow up in Ireland, play for Blackrock College rugby. I think there are still some of the granddaughters or grandsons, they still live in South County Dublin. But he came up with the idea of setting a day, and it was Easter Sunday. Both of them, it covered both religious like a fervor and homage to the Irish patriots of the time.
And Easter, there would still be Easter Sunday celebrations in the Basque country.
Yeah. Every Easter Sunday there is big demonstrations and a big party. Yeah.
And would there be any pictures of Pádraig Pearse or?
No. It's that's something that okay. I know because I have read a couple of books, but this is no. It doesn't have. It's not an overt relation now. Was his thinking at the time how it was created? It wasn't make say okay, we do this as an homage to.
Yeah.
But it was his thinking, and I read his book. I know his son, and I know some of his grandsons. Like, I actually met one of his grandsons here in Ireland. He lived in Limerick for a while. Now he's back in the Basque Country, but they still come to Ireland regularly. The Gallasteguis. I know people who met them when they came to Ireland. I know a couple of women from County Meath that said, we know the Gallasteguis. they live in the big house because they moved into a really big house. They were the people living in the big house.
Oh, okay.
And we used to go to play in the big house. And I met people here in Ireland who met them.
Wow. Yeah. Getting back to the poem, and it was originally, it was a poem, and was it a couple of years before Mikel Laboa made it into a song and more, made it more popular.
10 years.
10 years.
Yes. Okay. In 1957 was created, and in 1968 Mikel Laboa made the song, and I was reading in the internet how he came across the song. It said he went to a coffee shop with his wife, and they had the poem printed in the napkins.
Oh.
It was a way of cultural resistance. Franco was still alive. and it was in Donostia, in one of the cities in the Basque Country, and they saw it and they said, "Wow, that will it's an interesting poem." And he used it for his son. He went back home and he used it for his son.
Iñaki, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I've really enjoyed the chat.
All right, thanks for inviting me again.
And all the best going forward.
All right, thanks.
And I'll leave you now with the beautiful sounds of this week's Poem of the Week, sung and performed here by Mikel Laboa. Choria Chori. Enjoy.
Banizkion neria izango zen etzuen alde egingo egoak ebaki banizkion neria izango zen etzuen alde egingo Baina nonela etzen gehiago txoria izango Baina nonela etzen gehiago txoria izango Eta nik txoria nuen maite Eta nik txoria nuen maite Egoak ebaki banizkion
neria... Nearcast Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games and many other topics. Subscribe to a program today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.